Those are ZANU-PF members at the official opening of the party's 6th National Congress in Harare today, where Mr. Mugabe continued his verbal attacks on his deputy Joyce Mujuru, calling her a thief who stole diamonds and gold as she planned to overthrow him, in apparent reference to the deputy president whom he has accused of plotting to kill him and assume the leadership of ZANU-PF. Mr. Mugabe said it did not matter whether one was a minister or deputy minister, anyone who is corrupt would be sacked and face prosecution.
Wakaita mhosva chaidzo dzecorruption dzabuda nehumbo wakanaka.
Those who committed the crime, including corruption, will be prosecuted once we get the evidence. And if you are a minister, deputy minister or civil servant, you'll be sacked. But we want evidence. Give us the evidence.
Ms. Mujuru and ministers like Didmus Mutasa and Nicholas Goche did not attend the meeting. Mr. Mugabe said Ms. Mujuru and the alleged allies had not been blocked from attending, but had decided not to come. Mr. Mugabe described them as criminals, saying their behavior was not in line with the principles of ZANU-PF.
You see, we have gaps on the top table. Where are they? We did not expel them, and we did not bar them. We wanted them to come and tell their story. They went away without telling us, like criminals.
ZANU-PF youths had, however, threatened to deal with Ms. Mujuru if she dared attend the Congress. Mr. Mugabe, who was flanked by his wife, Chairman Simon Kayamoyo, Speaker of the National Assembly Jacob Mudenda, and President of the Senate Edna Madzongwe, said he had known for a long time that his deputy was allegedly plotting to topple him. He commended his wife, Grace, for exposing the alleged plot to oust him from office.
The plan was hidden, but it was exposed by Amai Mugabe, who said it was bad to remove me from office through illegal means. That's when we saw all these issues being exposed in public.
Mr. Mugabe said he was certain that ZANU-PF leaders had not behaved in an exemplary manner, adding this had divided the party. He said some of the leaders were allegedly working with what he said were Zimbabwe's detractors to effect regime change in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.